Hey folks, thanks for being a member of the Cafe Insider community. In addition to the Cafe Insider podcast and my weekly note, you also get bonus material from my interviews on Stay Tuned with Preet. This is exclusively for you. Hope you enjoy it. You've been very generous with your time. I have a quick lightning round and then we'll let you go. Who is your favorite New Yorker writer other than yourself? Or a favorite? Maybe it's unfair to ask you for the favorite.
Oh my God. I find these so difficult. Hang on one second. I mean, it depends on what is your favorite writer?
Yeah, no, I know. It's a bad question. This is one I ask a lot of guests and it's a silly question, but would you rather have the power of teleportation or telepathy?
Oh, definitely teleportation.
So interesting because some people pick the other, and the people who pick teleportation sometimes say, I have no interest in knowing what everyone else around me is thinking.
I really have no interest in knowing what everyone else around me is thinking. But also, I also really miss my friends and my community in Moscow. So if I could just teleport there and back all the time, that would be awesome.
I know the answer to this, but maybe folks who are listening don't know. Are you a morning person or a night person?
I'm a night person.
And has that always been true?
That has always been true, even for the interminable years that I had small children in school.
Oh my goodness. So you just didn't sleep for those years?
Sometimes I would go back to sleep. Sometimes I just didn't sleep, yeah.
Do you have a favorite Russian author?
Wait, I know the answer to this question, right? Hang on. Dead or alive?
Either.
Yeah, so, I'm currently actually obsessed with Lyudmila Petrushevskaya, which is who's a funny person to be currently obsessed with because she's been one of the great living Russian writers for many years. And my very own brother has translated several of her books. But she has been writing in Russian a kind of memoir in Facebook posts for the last few months. And it is riveting. And it's given me a whole new appreciation for somebody who I already knew was a great writer and an outstanding person.
Okay. How is David Remnick's Russian?
I don't have a lot of occasion to speak Russian to somebody who edits me in English.
He spoke a line of Russian when he was on the podcast some time ago, but I didn't have an ability to judge it. I thought maybe from time to time you have conversations with him in Russian.
No, I mean, sometimes he makes references in Russian. I think his Russian is fine. But, also for somebody who worked for a few years as a foreign correspondent in Moscow, to speak Russian at all is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Final question. Is the glass half empty or half full?
Which glass, Preet?
The best answer that I've ever heard to this question, and I know it's a silly question, is one by former, the late comedian George Carlin. He says, some people see a glass that's half full. Some people see a glass that's half empty. I see a glass that's twice as big as it needs to be.
That's great. It makes me think of a Russian joke about computer programmers, that when a computer programmer goes to bed, he puts two glasses on his bedside table, an empty one and a full one. The full one in case he wants to drink and an empty one in case he doesn't.
that's pretty good. All right. You've successfully avoided answering the sillier of my questions. Masha Gessen.
But actually, Preet, I want to say, I know I come across as an incredibly dark and hopeless person.
You don't.
I am probably the most annoyingly cheerful person and optimistic in daily life that my family members have certainly ever met, just for the record.
I think there's no reason to doubt that. And you told a great Russian joke just now. Thank you again for becoming a Cafe Insider. Listen to the Cafe Insider podcast every Tuesday and stay tuned every Thursday.